Bake?
Bake.
Yeah. You should watch more British Baking Show, Ray.
Okay.
I'll try to beef up the pie segment. That'll help to fill in any news that's missing.
There you go.
Oh, good.
A lot of comments on the pie segment.
Did you like this week's pie? Even though you hated the clue?
Kinda. I would eat it. It's really straightforward. I mean, it's if even if you don't like the segment, if at this point you don't know how to make a generic fruit pie, insert fruit of your choice.
Check out next week's pie.
Oh, it looks, I'm not looking at the link. It looks outrageous. It's got too many words in the title. It's probably going to be gross.
It looks really interesting.
But I definitely have some follow-up on my debate over your clue, more information about the pie in general.
Nice.
Okay.
That's not a, what, wait, what?
What?
Are we on savory? What? Or do you care?
I don't look at that, Ray. I just pick pies.
I thought we were, okay. I thought we, you were seriously going to look at the sweet savory thing, but, and I'm fine with not.
I surely was okay with us having that conversation, and I probably forget about it every single week.
That's a perfectly acceptable answer.
Because that never even crosses my mind.
I just looked at this pie for next week, and it's
crazy,
crap.
Right?
I don't know.
Ian's going to have fun describing that one. It's a complex pie.
Yeah.
It's got stuff going on.
I would be down with trying it, though. That looks very interesting. It looks very dry, but...
That's right. Have some vodka with it. Do we need to discuss anything before we get this rolling?
Let me look at the script to make sure there wasn't anything that...
There ain't much on there.
That's fine. It doesn't look like there's much less than usual. There's tons of comments. There's some release notes.
Yeah.
All right. Good to let people in.
Sure.
I think so. There's no... I don't have any news other than I'll see you guys Sunday, but...
That's what I hear.
That's what I hear, too.
You know what? Sunday's a big night.
Uh-oh.
Jesus Christ Superstar live.
Oh, yeah! You will be able to watch that.
Yeah! It's got some John Legend. It's got some Alice Cooper.
In the role of a lifetime.
Role of a lifetime. He's playing the Jeebus. The problem is it's going to conflict with me watching the Ten Commandments, so I'm kind of upset about it.
What?
I watch the Ten Commandments every Easter.
Really?
I love that movie. It's so good.
It's been so long. I saw it a long time ago.
Oh, so good. Charlton Heston's amazing in that movie. You got Yul Brynner and Charlton Heston. Oh, good stuff.
All right, letting people in.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. It's not instantaneous this time.
Wow.
Slow.
Hey, Sarah. <Sarah. laughs>
That was the longest ever before somebody joined, and now no one else is going to join. It's just going to be us and Samurai.
Rightfully so.
Beep-a-dee-pop, beep-pop-boo. Hey, it was a good week in comics last week. Spoilers! Jane Foster is dead.
You finally living your dream?
Oh, it was glorious.
That's good.
Now, you know, she went out in a typical, you know, Thor saved the universe by sacrificing herself kind of way. So good for her and all, but man, I'm glad she's dead so I can get back to meet some Odin's son. It can't be spoilers. They've been teasing it for 8 months.
Oh, I thought the spoiler was that something happened to Shard Attack. Oh. It's like, I didn't know that was breaking news. I'm sad that it won't be said anymore either. I don't know why it won't. We're going to work it in.
Then I had to pick up Avengers this week because they're doing some crazy stuff with Hulk and I want to see how that turns out. Like they brought Banner back from the dead.
Like, you
know. That's exciting. Yeah. And he's going to be more... More Hulk, less Banner. Like Hulk's in control and is halfway smart.
I can't wait till next week when they bring Jane Foster back from the dead.
Yeah. I'm gonna go with Joe's theory, which is that Jane Foster will be the new Hammer.
What?
That she's going to be the new Hammer.
Mjolnir's like, a person?
It's got a soul or something, right?
Boo. This is getting sketchy.
I don't know. I'm on board with Joe's theory that's what's going to happen. Is that Jane will become the new Hammer.
I don't know. Does that mean that Mjolnir's going to talk to Odin's son like in a different voice and it's going to be more of like a Deadpool kind of thing where he's talking to himself all the time?
I hope not. So, Ian, did you see the news that Microsoft is going to censor the whole universe?
No. What?
They're going to censor all of their products, like, and including like Skype, so you can't curse anymore?
Tell me more. Like, why?
Because, you know, it's better for people. Because, you know, cursing's bad.
I've not heard this. I'd have to read more to find out how legitimate or not this is.
There you go. Samurai gave you the link.
So did Grinch McScrooge.
There you go. Doubled up.
That's bizarre.
How does that work on Skype? I don't understand.
They're going to ban your account if it detects that you curse too much.
All right, so never using Skype to do any podcasts ever again. All right.
Yep.
Right, this is ruining my dream of cursing on Prodigal Sons.
No, we use Discord now.
Oh, okay. Swoo!
Yep. What level of offensive, like, I got to read more. Like, are we talking, like, R or PG-13? Or if I call someone a duty head, am I getting banned?
I don't know.
That's bizarre. Yeah, let's just start the show. That's a downer to start the show on. Don't tell me things like that.
Not this party with a bang!
I already have a Venn diagram for the internet. I'm going to have to make a specialized one for Microsoft products.
All right. Sorry, my brain just rebooted there for a second. Like, it just completely shut off. Wow. All right. I'm ready now. Greetings, true believers. Welcome to the 135th episode of this here show.
Woo-hoo.
We call it the Puzzle Warriors 3. It's about Marvel Puzzle Quest at least 8.2% of the time.
No, I would say you can move that decimal point and make it 82% of the time.
Well, you think?
Yep.
I can lower that.
I know you often do. But I'm willing to say that it never drops below 65% of the time.
All right, I'm the only one. Out there is Sneaky Bean 15, and as always, Chaos Snevenny Snoo.
Woot! Hello.
And that joke never gets old in my head.
Snevenny Snoo?
Snevenny Snoo. And Stinky Pete. All right, this is the week of March 28th all the way through April 4th. Holy smokes, it's April. More importantly, for all of our fans of sports, tomorrow's opening day, kids. Yeah!
For what?
Baseball.
Yeah, for what? Oh, okay. Oh,
baseball's back!
If you say so.
Yeah.
Even more side notes, Ian. Check this out. Tim Tebow has made the Double-A team for the Mets. Unfortunately, the only weekend they're coming to Altoona is the weekend that we're going to be in Pittsburgh for Replay FX.
Oh, nice.
So I was going to go see the Mets and see Tim Tebow play, but alas, I will be playing pinball instead.
Strong choice.
Yeah, pinball. Good times. For those near the Pittsburgh area, go to Replay FX. It's awesome.
It is. I'm not a massive pinball fan, but Replay FX is a fun time. If you're into video games.
So many arcade games, so much pinball, so much. Man, Donkey Kong World Championships are going on. It's crazy.
Again?
That's every year. Kong off.
Oh, okay.
Loving it.
Right on.
Yeah. Can you dig it? Can you smell what I'm cooking? No? Are you picking up what I'm putting down? Any of these work?
I don't know. I feel like smelling what you're cooking is probably a licensed trademark. And would put us all endangered of having the smackdown put upon our candy ass, so I don't want to risk that.
Oh no, we might get the people's elbow.
Yeah, we might have to take a trip to Smackdown Hotel.
Alright, your Deadpool dailies this week. Today's a Purple Dream Warrior, tomorrow Yellow Squirrel Girl, Friday Black Doom, Saturday Purple Mystique, Sunday Green Hulk, Monday Yellow Falcon, Tuesday Red Psylocke, and a Wednesday is the Blue Beast.
Blue Beast.
Yeah, exactly. And your 5-day Foster Crash! Of the Titans.
Sorry, I was right in the middle of the Blue Beast thing. I didn't get me off.
Yeah, I was still back at the beginning. The way that you have it written. Bladoom! Your Black Doom abbreviation looks like a great new word. It sounds like a pretty awesome sound effect for what what Hulkbusters Red does when it goes off. Bladoom!
So, Hulkbuster Ian, how'd that go for you?
It's great. Not only did it go great, but you know, I was able to conserve boosts. I was able to just use the blue to build up enough red to just punch my way to freedom.
Scar. I know Ray won. I know I won.
Not really a story there.
He punches real hard.
Yeah.
Coming up next is one of my faves. Got Medusa coming at you. Ian, how's your Medusa?
I didn't
look at the infographic.
It says mine is completely unsuccessful at a 0-1-1.
Ooh.
It says that you and Ray maintain as close to the least popular builds of Medusa, and both of you have the same incorrect build, but you will both be equally successful.
Nope, I much prefer that build because I don't really care about the little bit of damage that her countdown tile puts out each turn.
It's more than a little bit, but I'm still
right. I don't know what she does, so I can't make an argument for or against it. I can only tell you what the world says, and the world says that you are not first, not second, not even third, but fourth on the list of possible builds.
Coming up after that, it will be Rai Rai Will I Ams.
That'll be easy.
I was going to say, do you remember how this Hulkbuster one went?
Yeah.
Same way.
You're going to spend some blue.
I'm going to spend some blue. I'm going to make some red. Punch my way to victory.
Hey, we have the popular build on that one.
We do. Not only that, is I feel like it's one of the rare instances where fours are acceptable in the popular
4-5-4, we all have that.
Yeah.
Look at us go. Excitement times. Good old Rai Rai. Your story events. You got Thick as Thieves running right now. 17,000 gets you 3 She-Hulks. 32.5 is one of those there Valkyrie ladies. She's still in this game. 74,000 for 30 CP. Top 50 folks get Cho. And 51-400 is the Hood. Venom Bomb coming up next. 17,000 is 3 Hood. 33.5 is a Cho. 74 for the CP. Top 50 folks get Safadi Joe. And 51-400 get some Punisher. On your PvP land right now, Hollow Point Kiss is running. Suck My Kiss. 800 for Purple Gray Suit. 900 for Red Ghost Rider. 1,200 for the CP. Top 10 folks is Gwenpool. And 11-50 is Gambit. There you go.
Yeah.
All the news that's fit to print.
I love the emojis that Donkey Teeth came up with. The right rise crash.
Blue punch.
Celebrate.
All right, Ian. Get us straight to the meat of this here show.
Tell me about some pie. Let me tell you lots about this segment. So brace yourself, everybody. I got a little extra for you this week. And it's brought to you, as always, by my personal hero, This Pie.
This Pie!
Thanks for this segment, This Pie. So, this week's pie, contrary to what you may have concluded from Craig's misleading clue.
It was not?
It was indeed misleading. I believe it had something to do with Little Jack Horner.
Yes.
And we had a long discussion about this because the nursery rhyme...
Because he's eating his Christmas plum pie!
...is not a Christmas plum pie. The plum pie and a Christmas pie are two very separate
There's
things.
There's no such thing as a Christmas pie.
There is absolutely a thing as a Christmas pie. So sit on down and let old Ian tell you a tale. Now, first of all, we'll just get to the pie, and I'll keep it simple because, as we were discussing earlier, even if you don't like this segment, and even if you are not much of a cooker or a baker or any culinary skills whatsoever.
Or a candlestick maker.
Yes. I am not getting in a tub with you two. That is final. the plum pie is very straightforward. At this point, you should understand how to make a basic fruit pie. If you can't, mix salt, sugar, cinnamon with your favorite fruit, throw it in your short crust, put on a lid, and then pop it in the oven, then I've lost you. And then, you're Joe, and you just hate this segment to your very core. And I understand that. That's fine. But that's essentially, a plum pie is just another delicious fruit pie, except plums are overlooked. You should give them a chance. So let me tell you about this nursery rhyme and the controversy that it caused, and some follow-up history to it. As you heard Craig claim, there's no such thing as a Christmas pie. I disagreed. He said, nope. The only thing that I could find about Christmas pies is a mincemeat pie, and that's not a Christmas pie. I think a Christmas pie is just a plum pie you eat at Christmas. So first of all, let me clear up any confusion about that. A mince pie or a mincemeat pie is a Christmas pie. However, in a very coffee talk kind of way, a mincemeat pie involves neither mince nor meat. Discuss.
No big whoop.
No big whoop. Mincemeat is just...
Nuts.
Nuts and dried fruits. Chopped up into little bits and mixed with a very heavy spice. Those fruits can include a plum, so he very well could have pulled out a plum from his Christmas pie, which is not this week's pie. This is the plum pie that we're discussing this week. But now let me tell you, I discovered in my search for Christmas pie, mincemeat pie / plum pie, that there is I listened and read an NPR segment, the history of the nursery rhyme of Little Jack Horner, the tale behind the tale, if you will. It was actually a way of kind of slandering King Henry VIII. Apparently, Jack Horner is actually one of his agents who was named Thomas Horner, and they called him Jack because in nursery rhymes, if you get the name Jack, that means you're a scoundrel of some variety. So we're now giving Thomas Horner some sass by calling him Jack. And this is when King Henry VIII decided the Catholic Church had too much property and that he would take it. So
that's reasonable.
Yes. And this is about him making a big land grab for all the Catholic Church's property. And King Henry VIII is taking a plum piece of real estate and congratulating himself on what a good job he did. And that is the nature of the tale of Little Jack Horner. And the agent who orchestrated this real estate coup was Thomas Horner.
Man, so, next you're going to tell me that, like, Ring Around a Rosie's something crazy, like being about the bubonic plague or something.
I would not be surprised. You know, I feel like the origin of most nursery rhymes and fairy tale is sinister. I do like that they have been, you know, polished and repackaged for children these days. But there you go. That is a little bit about mincemeat pie, a little bit about Little Jack Horner, Christmas pie. But today's pie, the delicious plum pie, brought to you as always. Because it doesn't have a variety of fruits in it like Christmas pie does. They're not dried. They're just diced and sugared up and baked until golden brown.
Because they've got to be big enough you can stick your whole thumb in there and get one out all at one chunk.
Exactly. According to the rhyme. Again, which you can't do because they're diced plums, which is going into this plum pie. Brought to you, as always, by this pie. Patreon and segment hero, this pie.
All right, let's move on to news. All right, as we discussed before we went live here, I'm really hoping that this is an April Fool's joke from my friends over at at D3 and Demiurge, and that we're not actually getting Jubilee. So I'm hoping that icon is a complete trolling. But sadly, it looks like we're getting Jubilee. Jubilation Lee, the lame person's Kitty Pryde.
What?
She was like the lame replacement because Kitty Pryde got too old. So she's like the little kid you bring at the end of the Cosby
she
Show.
She doesn't phase at all.
No, she's just the replacement little kid.
Oh, I thought you were just having a hard time wrapping around the fact that she was the replacement Dazzler.
No, I'm just saying, like, you know, when you got to the end of...
Right,
you know,
she's Raven.
Yes,
to the
she's
X-Men.
The little Huxtable. When, yes. She's, what is it, Leonardo DiCaprio, when he showed up on... Growing Pains?
Was it Growing Pains?
Yeah, it was Growing Pains, right?
Got
is that
me.
The one with the Seavers?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, you yep, well, as a little
there.
Kid, that's what totally saved this show.
Right. Right.
No,
didn't the Brady Bunch try that, too?
Yeah, it's just not good. Once
right,
you add a little
okay.
kid, it's all done.
Yes.
See, in my mind, that should be the phrase of, instead of jumping the shark, it should be when you bring the kids on. Like, that's when your show is going away. It's just gone so far downhill. It's where you bring the youngest child on you can get.
Yeah, we'll just call it Going So Raven.
There you go.
That show went Raven.
Totally. The X-Men have gone Raven with Jubilee. So, yeah, cool. I'm hoping that it is. I didn't even consider the idea that, because it's so early, that it could be a practical joke. I just, that is really ahead of the curve for April Fool's Day. I was discussing with Ray earlier on a different show that the only way that this would be better is if they still release a clue, even though we've already seen the picture, and the clue is also cruel and misleading, but specifically to you, like, like MPQ's newest mutant dazzles everyone. Boom, Jubilee!
She trips the light fantastic.
Oh, that would
man,
be...
Man, Leonardo DiCaprio was on Santa Barbara? I used to love that show. That show was great. Anyway.
That guy's a hardworking actor.
Yeah, man. All right, so there you go. Jubilation Lee. Whatevs. Hey, Patch 149's got some notes.
Whoa. Tell me all about it.
Oh, okay. It says, hey, check out the latest characters and events.
Oh.
More importantly, so I don't know how this is the case, but apparently players will now be able to select Doctor Doom more easily in the starting tutorial of the game. It's been so long since I've played the starting tutorial that I'm not sure what that's getting at. Yeah. Fixed a rare bug where players were receiving incorrect event rewards.
Yeah,
well, I suppose that's
good. A good one.
Powered up characters will now correctly show their increased stats in the character select screen. Yay. That's good stuff.
Yeah.
And fixed a rare display bug where players were seeing a recruit screen too quickly. I guess maybe while it was still figuring out they already had that character. I'm not sure what that's about.
Yeah, not a clue.
Any of any idea?
Yeah.
All right. That's all the news I got. That's all the news. There's no more news.
That's the third one, though, is pretty good, though, the powered up characters, because there were a lot of people talking about that, especially on like Reddit, where they would bring up a character and you would see their normal hit point max, and they wouldn't, so their hit points wouldn't be boosted, even though they were.
Hey, here's a note from Brigby here.
Oh, okay.
He says, the problem was that some players wouldn't be able to find the correct area to click on Dr. Doom. Therefore, they think the game crashed or froze. Now it's much easier to locate the area to progress through the tutorial.
Oh, okay.
Do you think maybe this was the problem that Heidi had for a while where she was stuck in the tutorial way back when?
I don't really remember very well, but I don't think so. Could be.
Okay. Could be.
I find it unlikely, but plausible.
All right. That's all I got.
Okay.
Got any local news?
It's still cold.
Cool. That is not cool.
I don't know. Someone else who clearly doesn't live in this town will probably, you know, give us some State College news any second now.
That is true.
Right.
But I'm mostly oblivious to what happens in the town in which I work and live.
Right. I was in town watching the news the other day, so I have, you know, but it's really not show appropriate.
Oh, okay.
It's not inappropriate. It's just kind of a downer and typical State College stuff. Got any comments? Yeah. Oh, no. Did this change?
Oh, no.
I'm in a whole new world here in this. It's a whole different segment. I was one segment ahead. I'm sorry.
Don't jump ahead.
Aren't they? Did you reverse this? And what?
He did reverse
it. Okay.
I did nothing.
Mm-hmm.
I hit edit and save. The script is the same every week.
So if I go back and find a previous script and prove you wrong, is that going to be a problem?
I opened up script 134 and hit save as and renamed it to 135. Anyway, let's move on. This week on It's Always Sunny in Xandar, Carla finds a dumpster baby.
Sorry, that was unexpected.
Ian, tell me about Carla.
Sure. Everybody's favorite sinister psychiatrist who likes to steal superpowers, Moonstone, is making her way to Xandar this week. Let me tell you about this slice of heaven from the 2-star uncommon category. She's got 3 powers. They are purple, red, and black. Her first power is Gravity Warp, costs 8 purple, and it allows her to select an enemy special tile, switch locations with a basic tile, and if there are no valid tiles, do a little bit of damage.
Yeah, so you really want to use this when the enemy doesn't have any special tiles, because otherwise it just randomly grabs a special tile and
moves it to somewhere slightly different on the board.
Well, you get to pick where you want to move it to.
Yeah.
Right.
But you don't get to pick which one.
It's just always not the color you want.
Yeah.
Right. So, but yeah, it does fire without any valid targets, so you can still get a little AP and do a little cascading. And Photon Blasts are red. It costs a hearty 11. It deals a little bit of damage, and then it deals 431 damage, and then 221 additional damage for each red tile on the board.
Yeah, that can add up sometimes.
Yeah.
It can do good damage.
I don't know about that. The computer can do good damage.
And lastly, certainly not leastly, the control shift for 9 black. She can steal up to 3 enemy attack, protect, or strike tiles.
Yeah, which the computer's real good at using.
Yeah, steal my tiles all the time. Otherwise, I don't know, kind of a bum. And once again, now this is less relevant. We have, not only do we have the wrong builds, Craig has arguably the worst build possible.
Oh, I don't set my 2-stars in any way. I just
that is the most important thing to realize is that it doesn't matter. This is not a character you will use in any way, so you can have it set in any way. I know that, you know, that they just comes the way it comes, but I was like, wow, Craig has her at 5-4-4. That's horrible. Craig's like, I dare you to make me use Moonstone.
Her job is to give me Hulk covers, I think.
Oh yeah, that's her major power. Yeah.
Yeah, she gives me some Hulk covers.
She does make Incredible Hulk covers.
And then I sell her off, and then she gives me more Hulk covers. And then,
I really try to never, ever use her. That is true.
But yeah, absolutely. So other than for the 2-star recycling factory, she does not bring a lot to the table. I've never encountered her in comics, so I have nothing to speak on her behalf.
Apparently she was in Avengers once.
Wow. That's a dream. So there you have it. This Week in Xandar, Carla Soffin.
Soffin?
A.K.A. Soffin?
I don't know.
I'm comfortable with either.
She's so fucking great.
Well, either way, she's Moonstone. And it's always sunny in Xandar.
I missed that Sofa King commercial.
Wasn't that your one of your greatest and oldest nemesis? Shia LaBeouf?
Was he in that one?
I think so. Huh. I'm not certain. I can only picture Fred Armiston in my mind.
Right. But that's all I see in my head. I missed that one. I also missed the one where What's-Her-Name sells me doorbells.
Mm-mm. That's not immediately coming to mind. I can't believe it.
Hello, ding dong! Ooh. No? You remember this?
No.
She sells you doorbells or car horns. She's got like the really bad like Jersey girl accent.
Nope. I'll look it up so we can get back in sync.
Yeah, I got nothing.
Yeah, that one's not.
That's classic. I love that one. All right, let's hit the mail.
Okay.
Willie, what you got?
I've got the usual for you. Thanks, Willie.
Mailbag this week brought in by Willie Lumpkin. So, first thing, Flynn's Arcade, and he's listening. I always find it weird when I know the person's listening. Flynn's Arcade said he had a question. Are boosted characters of the week on our show, are they on a rotating schedule similar to the required characters in Deadpool Daily? If not, how are they determined? Craig?
What?
How are our boosted characters determined?
They're whatever's in the boosted character list for the week.
No. The featured characters.
Oh, the featured character? I just picked them out at random.
Oh, okay. Unless you're actually referring to the boosted characters the week that you know, they're boosted in-game, in which case, I don't know how they're chosen. I just go off of, you know, what Brigby posts. So, maybe Brigby
right, it
can
just comes out. It just comes out of the post of the thing. Exactly. We picked them out of the graphic from UNC Samurai.
Well, Brigby said they're chosen by magic.
There you go.
Yeah. I'm down with that.
He also asked, he said, I'm a big Tron fan, and I believe Craig is as well. Did you see the Tron Legacy Light Cycle set is coming soon? It's a Lego Tron Cycle set.
How do I pre-order this?
I don't know. I can give you a link, apparently.
It's got to be on Amazon, right?
No, it's on shop.lego.com.
Yeah, but Amazon's got everything.
Sure. I don't know. Probably. Do they have Legos? I've never seen Legos on Amazon. Probably.
Well, I'm not seeing any Tron Legos, though.
But there you go. I put a link in Discord.
All right.
Perondiac, new character. I like Valkyrie. By the way, there's a lot of Valkyrie comments. She should make a very interesting addition. He also said, Always Sunday in Xandar, Venom Fever. 8 web tiles is excessive for a 1-star because Craig brought up a ridiculous combination. Yep. And he still finds it amusing that he's tapped into our local news more than we are.
There you go.
Like this. And he put a link to Onward State's best drunk food bracket. It is a March Madness bracket of the best drunk food in town. So there you go.
What's on it?
You've got
grilled
like
stickies?
Well, apparently we are on round 3. And round 3 has bars. It's First Fries versus Mad Mex Burritos. Pizza and Wings Over versus Pokey Sticks. Are You Hungry? Ugh. Are You Hungry versus Bradley's Cheesesteaks? Mm-hmm. And the strange one, McDonald's versus Insomnia Cookies.
That's an odd comparison.
It is. I got to go with cookies because it's just
right.
McDonald's. You can't pick McDonald's. That's not even a local thing. I mean,
Samurai's way, Pokey Sticks are dope. Which Craig's led me to believe, is the diner still in business?
I don't know if it's officially closed yet or not.
But it's closing?
It is.
Oh.
They are moving the grilled sticky creations, will be now baked in, they will now be Belfusion made.
Oh, that doesn't make them more or less appealing for me, but, like, I understand the closing of the diner, but at the same time, 14-year-old me just shed a little tear.
All I know is that I will miss the, not that I've done it forever, but the old late night plate of fries, sourdough bread, and vanilla Mountain Dew combos at like 3:30 in the morning. From way back in the day with me and the folks who played, you know, Magic and stuff back then. Circa 1993 through 96.
Okay.
That was when Ken the White Ranger was the manager at the diner at night. And he would sell us a whole loaf of sourdough bread for like $3. And that's what we would eat because we were poor. But we could afford that and a big plate of fries for the table. And then we all got vanilla Mountain Dews.
Well, a pound of fries was super cheap.
Yeah.
Yeah. So like, yeah, I mean, like a loaf of bread and the thing of fries was, you know, like $6 total. Then you paid like $3 each for a vanilla Mountain Dew. But they were good.
They were bottomless.
It's true.
All right, I'm moving on. D-Wing Illinois said, given that Craig's description of the He-Man game is applicable to so many games, can we all take a moment to applaud D3 and Demiurge for making a game so awesome that we play it every day and listen to a weekly podcast that's at least 12% devoted to it?
Oh, see, he said 12%.
See, I told you. The percentage is much higher than people think.
I found that highly relevant to earlier discussion. He also said, now I want a DLC for Tomb Raider games where Laura eats what she kills. I'd be down with that. I'm going to recommend Valkyrie at a 5-4-4 just based on the fact that I've never heard Craig be on board with any variation of that build for anyone.
We just had one.
I know. Again, it's so weird. Did you read his post before starting the episode? Anyway.
I did not.
Oh, and he asked,
Oh, it was Rai, right.
Craig,
I already forgot who it was.
What does the watch look like?
I don't know. I have it yet.
Yeah, but you saw them.
Well, they're two different ones. I don't know which one I'm getting.
Oh, okay. And you can't remember what either one of them looked like. Okay.
They were, you know, had Weird Al pointed stuff. As soon as I get it, I will post a picture on the Twitters.
And he also asked for one-star Venom to be the character of the week for every week, just because he wants to hear Craig die inside every time. And he also said he's never forgotten a statement made in the mailbag many moons ago about Colossus. The problem with him is that Luke Cage exists, which is a true story.
Do they have color overlap?
Yeah, complete.
100% color overlap. Right.
And Luke Cage.
Well, so does Cyclops for that matter. So
sure.
There you go. Samurai just posted the pictures of the Weird Al watches.
All right. He also said, finally, he wasn't going to do the bot this week, but for using an actual paradiddle sound effect instead of a drum roll, Ray gets 20 points for Ravenclaw. So there you go.
The correct answer is always Slytherin. But good for Ray, because I'm excited the paradiddles made it in.
Yeah.
Hold on. I gotta cut in for a minute. Craig, you, Ice9 said, at Brigby, note, next April Fool's restore Devour to normal functionality for one glorious day.
That would be great. I would totally play him. Yeah.
Jordan from Jersey said, Valkyrie, super excited to have this character available in the game. Her powers seem useful as well. I also like the image they chose for her cover. And yeah, it's interesting. It's not like her. It doesn't show you Valkyrie. It's interesting. Quote, the game has decided to give me nothing but black Luke Cage. Well, yeah, what were you expecting? Japanese Luke Cage?
Oh, snap.
And bravo on the paradiddles. I'm glad people like the paradiddles. I put way too much work into that. The only paradiddle sound effect that you can find online and use for free was a really long, I mean, like a 2-minute buildup of paradiddle, so I had to edit it down. If you ever tried to edit a paradiddle... Anyway.
Nope, I've played a bunch of them, but...
Joe said, congrats on the new fancy car, Craig.
Yeah, it's got some stuff.
Wheels.
It's fun.
Motor.
We plug it in, it does things.
He also said, just trying Valkyrie a bit in the shield training. I think she's going to be a lot of fun. So do I. Valkyrie was a lot of fun. I'm really looking forward to getting her. Not that I have heard of like a 111 stall, but... He said, use that Puzzle Stitcher premium promo code. Come for the Wolverine podcast. Stay for the Thursday Gilbert Godfrey show.
Apparently, that sounds
there's
awesome.
There's a Gilbert Godfrey show, so there you go.
Oh, no thanks. I got all my Gilbert Godfrey back in the day on USA Network later.
Yeah, that's true. That was that didn't get me sick of him. That, yeah. He also said he started doing the power color spreadsheet, but he had to stop because it was hurting his head. Understandable, I think.
Reasonable.
That's why we all want one. And he says, we are 3 days plus since the prod pod has been recorded and still not released. I think it was a lie. It went live today. It was not a lie.
Oh, I'll have to check it out.
Stink Palm, I should be buying tickets for a lotto. Bizarre as it may be, I agree with Craig. Falcon sucks.
Yeah!
I still disagree with both of you. Evan Rawl said, I think three-star Gambit is perfectly fine. No, who am I kidding? But at least he gives road covers. Yeah.
He's got that going for him.
Yeah. Another comment about that later. Right here. FHQ 1977. So surprised by the lack of love for three-star Gambit. Even after the rework, he has a singular power in the game that no other character has. When he's in PvP, nobody can use five-star Gambit.
It's true.
So, there you go. Big time power. Dances with Weevils. First, MPQ related, Falcon is awesome. Set him up with Wasp and Blade. You get some blue and just don't match red and you win.
That's a true story.
Yeah. I want to go do that now. He also said that while Bad Tomato Pie is awful, Great Tomato Pie is sublime. Apparently he has it for dinner at least once a month in his house. The,
wow.
The anti-tomato pie sentiment is probably just more Philly hate.
Wow. I mean, who doesn't hate Philly? I mean.
Finally, he did take advantage of the Stitcher deal and signed up for a year and was hoping to listen to the Wolverine thing, but as it turns out, it's going to be serialized over the next few months. What he didn't take into account was how great listening to Stitcher Premium with no ads. You can skip the normal ads. He's really enjoying the Wolverine story and the service in general.
Oh, well, there you go. Yeah,
I thought that was a really, really nice review. And I haven't heard anything negative, so there you go. 100% positive. I don't know how this guy pronounces his name. I'm going to go with McHead22. That's probably not it, but MCheed22, that's probably really not it. Anyway, he says when he heard the car crash sound in front of the Crash of the Titans, I half expected to hear it followed by Mankind's Attitude Era theme song. Am I the only one? I don't know what you're talking about. So, does anybody know what Mankind's Attitude Era theme song is? Okay.
I know who Mankind was.
If I lie and pretend to be confused, will you guys still be my friend? if you
know all kind of stories about Mankind.
If you discover that I had the CD that included that and several other WWE ring entrance theme songs from circa 1994.
Hey, I was a proud owner of the original wrestling album as a, you know, as a record.
Oh, yeah.
It was on vinyl, and it was awesome. It had Nikolai Volkov singing Cara Mia.
Didn't that have Hogan singing about being a real American?
He was a real American. He fights for the rights of every man. It had them all singing Land of a Thousand Dances. It had some great stuff on it. I love that album. I played the crap out of that.
Well, I have no idea what you're... I mean, I know what you're talking about now, but I still have no idea what that theme song is, but, you know... Good. I'm glad you recognized it.
Socko.
That was really thoughtful. That was one of the more thoughtful things that I thought Mick Foley ever did, was to create that. Well, his move was to jam his sweaty hand into his opponent's mouth.
Yeah.
They said, this is disgusting. Please stop doing it. He said, how about if I get a sock? Make it a little better for my hand so I don't get bit and make it a little better for you guys? And they went, all right, cool.
Well, that's better.
Yeah.
Samurai instantly with the animated GIF.
FAHQ 1977. By the way, Valkyrie's Black is pretty awesome. You actually have to check who the countdown tile is targeting, but if you build up 5,000 points of damage, it goes off, and you gain 4 AP, destroy 4 AP of the enemies, feeds Carol and Grocket and Gamorpha really well. So, there you go.
Yeah, it sounds good. Yeah.
And I enjoy your animations. Going off constantly once she gets going. It's anyway, I enjoy the character. Yes?
Sorry, go on. It was unrelated. I tuned into Discord really quickly because I wanted to see the GIF, and people were speculating as to, or asking, and there was some confusion as to when the podcast started as opposed to when the app was launched, and Samurai's answer was, I'm assuming they started about 135 weeks ago.
True story.
There was a couple episodes that didn't have numbers, so.
Oh, but I don't think we did that as a weekly, did we? Well, I don't know. Maybe.
I would say that is accurate. We're approximately 2.5 years old as a show.
There you go.
Does that sound right or wrong?
Yeah, sure.
Sure.
Cool.
Why not?
I don't know.
All right. Chloe said.
Exactly. Go on.
I don't know why I'm surprised at the general appreciation of electric vehicles, but I am. I don't know. Craig has had a Prius for a very long time, and now has a Volt. I've had a Leaf for a while. Electric vehicles are where it's at.
Yeah. Hey, the Prius is now my gas guzzler. It's getting a measly, 45 miles to the gallon, whereas the lifetime miles per gallon on the Volt is currently at 153.
It's still really, really low compared to mine, but
the zero.
Infinite, yeah. She also said her ISO is back over a million, which is nice, and hopefully I can keep chipping away at my remaining 4 stars. And I really just include this comment because a million.
When you
hit a slow patch, like, you guys never hit a slow patch, no. But when I was in a slow patch, I was well over a million. I'm well back under a million at this point because
my slow patch was a long time ago when I spent a few hundred thousand ISO on cover on tokens back when you could do that.
Yeah, that was silly.
Yeah, it worked for me at the time. It got me a pile of 3 stars.
Mm, not worth it. And finally, Aestheticist. He commented that the click here if the Flash player does not load, the link is still not working, which it goes straight to episode 124, no matter which episode you're on the webpage. I don't know, man. I don't know what to tell you because the links are all different, except today when I went to check them all. You're correct. They all take you to episode 124. Apparently, the host site really likes that episode.
It's really popular in Korea.
All of the links are actually different. They are all coded correctly. So, I got nothing.
Blame Podomatic.
I guess. I might look into it a little bit more, but I don't know. He also said, how was that even a pie? That isn't even a recipe. It sounds like an incomplete French bread pizza. What's next week? Buttered bread?
Oh, man, let me tell you about how much I love buttered bread. Like, is there anything better than, like, fresh bread with some good butter? Really?
That was one of the finest things in life. It is delicious.
Yeah. Mm.
So I don't know if he was trying to do this or not, or if how many people watch The Walking Dead, but his next comment was Eugene from The Walking Dead, 100%. He was talking about old school Venom, and he says, that poor guy, they just take and they take and they never give that guy anything, not even a pro forma intimation of compensation. To me, that's Eugene from The Walking Dead. Anyway, he also said monster trucks, quote unquote, are no longer any such thing. Stay far, far away from the tour and avoid disappointment. They're empty shells that superficially resemble the monster-fied trucks of our youth. All right. That was pretty strong.
Yeah.
I go to Joe as my monster truck guy authority, so.
I don't know. Apparently they've changed.
Yeah.
Anyway, thanks, Aestheticist. And thanks to Willie. That is all we've got.
Thanks, Willie. That was a lot.
It was, and I whittled it down.
All right. Now, once again, I am Hans.
And I am Franz. And we just want to pump you up. Yeah, I don't think the clap can be synced. That's just the way. We're going to have to get lucky one week. Other than that, that was our best one to date, I'm convinced.
Mystify brings you this segment.
Absolutely. Boosted Characters of the Week brought to you by Mystify. I'll try to do a better than average job. I won't, though. I can already tell. So let me tell you about
an average job.
I will do an average job, because let me tell you about the 3 stars, as they are relevant to me and probably still several others who listen to this show. Oh, good old classic Magneto. What an all-around good character they made when they made him. His blue does a lot of board shake and a lot of damage. His red, again, a good board shake and a lot of damage, and he puts out way too many projectiles. So good on you, Magneto. Keep up the good work. His 2 kids are also boosted. The always disappointing Quicksilver and the always exciting Scarlet Witch. People really try to talk me into liking Quicksilver and seem to stand by him, even though I don't care for him. Scarlet Witch, on the other hand, has some good AoE mixed with stun, and most importantly, she generates her own purple.
Is she the only purple generator? Like, I was looking earlier for someone who generates purple, and she was all I could find.
I can accept that claim. I will leave it to our intrepid listeners to prove us wrong. In the meantime, I'll let you know that Mohawk is boosted.
Yay.
Yeah, she pairs well with a lot of people. She's a good AP generator. Moves things around on the board a little bit, too. Oh, and Ragnarok's boosted. He's okay. He's never been great, but
he used to be better.
He used to be different. I don't know that if his rework was better or worse? Because I barely remember.
When he used to
his...
blow up the middle columns and stuff, that was good times. Wasn't that him?
It was him.
Yeah.
He blew up. He blew up a swath across the middle, and now he blows up a random column. But he puts out some charge tiles, which are valuable, and his red is cheap and does some quick damage. So he's not too shabby. So there's some okay boosts this week. I like that they clumped Magneto and Quicksilver and Scarlet Witch together. That feels thematic to me.
It does.
Four stars. Let's see. Good old Philip Coulson, Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D. He is boosted this week. He seems to be popular. I don't know why. Probably because I'm not very creative and I don't have a ton of champion four stars, but I feel like if I click on four-star Carol, like, he automatically gets put on my roster. Like, he just shows up. The fact that he has three passives with active components, I mean, that's just, you've sold me right there.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he's a great character. I enjoy him very much. Four-star Danny Rand, Iron Fist, Protector of Kunlun, is, is available as a boosted character.
All right, can you tell me though why the picture is of the Iron Chefs?
Because it's iron and it's funny. It's the original Iron Chef.
All
right. Iron Fist, man, Iron Chef.
I really like the Iron Chefs. That was one of the best shows ever.
Oh, the originals, the run.
Wow, so good.
Yeah, Chef Sakai was an absolute monster.
You could not beat Hiroyuki Sakai.
You can't. His sauces were.
The
best sauces
French
that
cuisine,
ever.
He was the bomb.
He really was. I would.
Chen Kamichi, man, he always had the.
He was the Szechuan sage. He had so much spice.
He had the bonito broth going on. Like,
yeah. Yeah. Iron Chef. Was that? Was that Kobe? Was he the Italian chef that they were brought on?
So someone could actually lose Masahiko Kobe? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. He was no Masahiko Morimoto, that's for sure.
Yeah. But Sakai, that's some. If he still exists and still cooks. That's some bucket list eating right there.
And he got challenged by everybody. Like, I swear, 90% of the episodes are Sakai episodes.
They are, because a win against him was the most desirable.
Yeah, they're like, French, I can beat that. All right, no, I can't. I can't beat French food.
But anyway, Iron Fist, Danny Rand, Defender of Kunlun, he's boosted. He always goes well with, apparently, Sakai and, a la cuisine! Also goes well with Luke Cage.
Go Ota!
I hear Like Unto Iron does a truckload of damage. I can only imagine how much it'll do boosted.
It does quite a bit.
Yeah. Rocket and Groot, they're boosted. People seem to love 4-star Rocket and Groot. His the repeater tile that he puts out those attack tiles every turn. They're enormous, and they stack up fast. And,
What?
Doesn't he have a blue that puts out a repeater tile that puts out attack tiles?
Oh, I don't think I've ever actually used Rocket's whatever pack.
Oh.
Is that what that power does?
Yes.
Yeah, it does a little bit of damage and then puts out attack tiles every turn.
Yeah. Huh. I, however, am with Craig. Whenever I'm using him, it's with 4-star Gamora. So I use her blue to stun people. And I
I've never used his blue one time. I have no idea what it does.
Yeah. Well, he's boosted, and there you go. It'll do a lot of... Put out a lot of big attack tiles every turn. And I'm sure that his bomb will do a staggering amount of AoE damage if it goes off. The green ability, he has that? Yes?
Yeah, sure. Look at that, it makes attack tiles. Huh.
I know. Oh, wait. I would have thought it. Everybody's original 4-star X-Force Wolverine is boosted. No love for this guy since the nerf ages ago. But, he's still okay. His green does some good board shake. His black is an adequate nuke.
I use him primarily for the black. Yeah.
Yeah.
Him and
it's also Deadpool. Deadpool.
Yeah.
Yep. 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 Him and Deadpool countdown and for what? Doing damage. All right. You sitting down? Let me try to talk to you about Nico Minoru, everybody's favorite runaway.
Ooh.
So
she's got a two.
Oh,
man, back when Bon Jovi was good.
Did they stop being good?
Oh, yeah. They stopped being good a long time ago.
Oh, all right. That's too bad. I have not heard a song that they have released since the Young Guns 2 soundtrack, so.
You're not missing a whole lot.
Okay. Nico, she's got two tiers of powers. Two tiers. They always have different names, too, I believe, because of her staff of one. But let me tell you what they... Let me break it down for you.
Break it down for me.
She's got her first tier of powers is a yellow that creates protect tiles. She's got a purple that buffs special tiles. And then if she takes damage, she gets a whole new set of powers. I don't know what her blue does originally, if anything.
It doesn't do anything until she takes damage.
Okay. Then she takes some damage, and then she gets a stun.
Yep.
And then she gets a true heal and some protect tiles. And then she makes that trio of tiles a strike and attack and protect.
Yep. And then she trifectas them and makes them better.
Yes. Yep. So I've heard lots of positive reviews about her. Like
her
she's
blue,
a better...
Her blue stun is great versus like Carol, because her stun is longer based on taking away someone's countdown tile.
Okay.
So if you know, if the computer puts out a Carol countdown, because usually it puts it out and waits one turn to, you know, executive decision it. Executive
okay.
command,
yes,
executive.
Yep, yep.
So
yeah, executive,
like,
you're
she
correct.
Puts it out and then you stun her and you get her stunned for, you know, like three or four turns. Like it's a while.
Nice.
Yeah. Good stuff.
So, yeah, a lot of good pairing opportunities with Nico Minoru. She will also be boosted this week. So you can experiment with lots of new combos and enjoy some above average featured characters of the week. Listen to me now and believe me later. Thanks as always to our sponsor, Mystify.
Thanks, Mystify.
All right, let's hit some Vine.
Before we do,
whoa.
I feel like
okay.
I'd be remiss if I didn't
Don't
mention
hit the Vine.
A whole bunch of people were mentioning that 4-star Rockin' Groot and 4-star Iron Fist, they feed each other as well, because Danny makes use of the strike tiles that are already out there. So I'd just be remiss if I didn't throw that out there. And
right. And if you got them going together, you might as well throw Nico into that mix too.
Oh, she'll boost them like mad, sure.
Yep, absolutely.
There you go. Okay, that's all.
All right. Vine time.
Yeah.
Vine time. I got 3 days on a duck that I'm going to lose. And 10 days on a lockjaw, and then a couple of 3-star Dream Warriors that I can't do anything with. That's what I got.
Ooh. This is not relevant, but I'm going to tell you about it anyway. While I was away this weekend, I ran into a chain restaurant called Duck's Donuts. I hear you guys just recently got one in State College.
Yeah.
You should investigate it immediately. It's dope.
Yeah, the problem is it's all cake donuts.
Yeah, but they're piping hot, so it totally makes up for the fact that they're cake donuts.
Yeah, I really like my, you know me, I don't like food.
I know you. So I'm not really trying to sell you on this.
I like my raised, sugar donut, and then if I can't get one of those, it's your generic glazed donut.
Right, I understand that, and this is for, Ray's benefit as well as anybody else who has a Duck Donuts franchise near them and has yet to experiment with it. It totally exceeded my expectations.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, you build them all to order. So they bring out a hot donut and you say, I would like this type of glaze with this type of topping with this type of drizzle, and they put it together for you.
Huh.
So I'm like, yeah, give me a, roll it in cinnamon sugar. Sprinkle some peanuts on top, and then put hot fudge drizzle over it. And I was like, yeah, that goes into my face. That went on for a half dozen donuts and a bloated car ride.
Nice. All right, am I doing a Vine?
Sure.
I hope so, because I am stalling for time while Steam updates.
Okay, so the unimportant part, I cannot get 2-star Blue Storm. I cannot get blue for her.
Just can't get over.
Again, because it was wasn't it a 2-star Captain America last time?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Blue as well. Nice. For me. Yeah. So Samurai posting a picture of Ian leaving the donut shop.
Take a look.
It's a fat kitty stuck in it with the pet door stuck around it.
That's pretty good.
Oh.
Anyway. So I've got that going on, which I got 8 days to get 2 more blue, because I did get 1 today. But the important part is, so I had been chasing Thor, right? And I have got him up to a 3, 4, 5. So I really wanted to get another cover so that I could get him champed, my 5-star Thor. So he got, I ran out of latest legends and he got moved. He got moved over to the classic. So I'm like, all right, I got a ton of command points. So I'm going to spend a few command points and see. I think I had like 1,300 command points. So
good Lord.
I spent 300 command points, got another Thor cover. And of course it was a yellow one I can't use. So, all right, I want to spend a whole bunch more command points, see if I can get. So I spent another 500 command points and I got another yellow. So I now have 2 5-star Thors dying on my vine.
Oh.
And here's the conundrum. I am down to 500 command points. And guess who's in heroes for hire for 500 command points?
Ooh, do it, Doug.
A red Thor. And I'm having trouble spending 500 command points on one cover.
I think you've already spent more command points than the total I've earned.
Command points come easy for you.
Seriously, Jesus.
You should approach this with a devil may care attitude. Let me tell you, I don't know if this is going to enhance or affect it in any way.
Enhance.
But it might. This is probably should have been news because it's not really not related to your conundrum in any way. It's just something I want to talk about.
Okay.
Sorry, I've been looking at the hero point sale so frequently. It wore me down and I didn't think it would. My resolve is usually much better. But that Logan's Loonies where you get double.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, I don't really need any hero points. I've already got 10,000 hero points and, you know, that'll get me 10 new characters before I need to worry about hero points again. And I was like, boy, you get double though. And truthfully, I am poor and stingy. So if you make a deal for more than $10, you've usually priced me out. But I caved. I was like, I can't take it. I have to have double the hero points, and I totally bought it.
It's a ton of good deals going on. I can't blame you.
Yeah. It's not for ISO.
Well, no.
No, and now it was like almost frivolous because now it's like burning a hole in my pocket. I was like, what am I going to do with 17,000 hero points? And I looked at that one. There was some vault in there that only had 20 covers and it only cost 7,000 hero points. And I was like, oh, I can just buy them all. And I was like, no, don't do it. You don't need any more Rolk covers. Just be cool, dude. But anyway, yeah, spend that CP.
Yeah, thinking about it. I have 1 day and 3 hours before that store goes away. So if I could, I can't spend any more command points because if I spend any more command points, I have to spend all the command points to try and get that Thor cover, and then I probably won't. So,
right.
Yeah. Anyway.
Anyway, I got no vine. Everything's, wow. I have all these, I've got so many hero points, I can buy slots whenever I want. Everything's going my way. All my 2-stars, none of my 2-stars are at capacity, so I'm not recycling any. They're all in the build-up phase. Yeah, everything's going cleanly. In the world of Ian.
Coming up, Milhouse.
Yeah.
All right, that's the vine. Brought to you by this vine.
This vine.
Let's hit the tokens.
Oh, sure.
Brought to you by this guy.
This guy.
Thanks, this guy.
I did the thumb thing this time. I had broken myself of that habit, but it just happened. as soon as you said this guy, I pointed at myself with 2 thumbs. And thanks, this guy. Let's see if I can get me a Jessica Jones cover with a savage eye poking. Ooh, it's a 5-star.
Uh-oh.
Oh, snap. It's Archangel.
Yeah.
Archangel, not Archangel. Come on, Archangel. He's way less effective.
Archangel. Archangel, will you be my
high? Man, that song was in my head for an hour last week. You gotta stop that.
Sorry, whenever I hear that, all I can picture is Marty fading into non-existence as he tries to strum his guitar.
Right, right.
Poor party. Hello, McFly.
Hey, I don't have any. This is my first Archangel. I'm going to go buy a slot.
Or can you afford it? I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
All right, I'm going to stroke her scarf. Whatever.
Not that weird. I don't know what that is. That cowl infinity scarf thing that she's wearing? Lame.
Gets me a 4-star. Kate Bishop.
Ooh.
Looking Panub. let's see. That gets Kate up to level 279. Ooh, next level I get a Cliff. That's nice.
That is nice. If only somebody gave you a Thor. Anyway. All right. I only have one this week, so because I was buying all the stuff. So I'm going to poke her straight in the nose. Because she likes that. I've seen it on the show. I got a 4-star. Drax. Okay, there you go.
Or Drax.
So that'll take him up to a 275. Yay! I don't know. He was pretty good when he was boosted. I can't... People complain about Drax, but he's not bad. He's all right. I like his enemy tile destruction power.
I like him better now, after he got changed.
Oh, yeah, sure.
His old power, he would just hide. Like nothing ever happened again. Oh, that power is the worst. Thanks, this guy.
Yeah, this guy.
Ian, who's on the podcast network?
Outside of so Prodigal Sons. The Prodigal Sons and so many other shows. We are just...
Man, you're back to doing 3 podcasts a week.
I know. It's a bummer. Ooh. Not every week. But it's not regular show. It's just kind of back. Either way, the soon-to-be-named network, available at soon-to-be-named-network.com or soon-to-be-named-network.tumblr.com. The ever-growing network of exciting podcasts for you to enjoy, like The Puzzle Warriors 3, Prodigal Sons and Profane Arguments, and so many others, all archived appropriately at soon-to-be-named-network.com. You could find many, many links on our homepage, puzzlewarriors3.com, or as always, check us out at soon-to-be-named-network.com.
I think that's all we got. Anything else for the good of the order?
Negative.
Go once, going twice, sold to an American. I don't know. All right, everybody, I think that's all we got. Thanks for joining in. PuzzleWarriors3.com, wherever you get your podcasts, comments, suggestions, all that, who's wazzles. Go to our website, go to the Marvel Puzzle Quest subreddit or to the MP3 forums, or send us an email or something. Use social media. I hear the kids like that. If you want to throw us a bone, you can click on the Amazon banner top of our webpage, buy yourself some stuff for Easter. That's the next holiday.
That's almost over.
Yeah, that's like Sunday, dude.
Yeah. Even with 2-day shipping, you're cutting it close.
No way. You totally order it tomorrow, you'll get it on Saturday. Prime. or you can go to cafepress.com/puzzlewarriors3 and buy yourself some sweet Puzzle Warriors swag. Good times. That's all I got. Goodbye for now. And watch out, kids. This next one is a real Siberian meat grinder. Good night, everybody.
Oh, bye, friends.
Good night.
See how long it takes people to figure out that clue.